problems are getting worse, John. The females that are coming in for some form of help in substance abuse is rising on a yearly basis, and it's getting more dangerous out there. Drugs that are available, for a start, the cocaine they're getting is a mixture of, it's just a mishmash of whatever they can find, so they're not even getting what they're buying. Ketamine is big, benzos is big, crack cocaine is out of hand. So there's a lot of stuff out there, and there's a lot of people getting roped into it. And it's not just Sligo, it's all over the country. I think it's all over the Western world, actually, but definitely in Ireland in general. The problems are getting larger, and the services are getting fewer. As a matter of fact, I don't believe there's a service in Ireland that's supplying the type of service that Social Ground Force do. We're a man-management-based organisation, but we're a stabilising unit. I see our job is to, when people make the decision to phone or call in for help, then they get the help immediately. Now, because of our present circumstances, and we don't get any funding, I'm speaking to Minister Marion Harkin about that now, so we're hoping we're going to get a better result there. The problem being, there isn't enough time in the day, there is definitely no finance in it, and the geographical situation for Social Ground Force is extending every week. We're getting calls. I mean, we had a female here from Dublin 2 weeks ago who came up to Sligo to engage with the Social Ground Force education program because she couldn't get the help that she needed. She'd already been in two rehabilitation units and spent €14,000. And when she came up here, she couldn't tell us what an alcoholic was or what a drug addict was. Now, that's one of the strange circumstances that we're finding in this sort of...
What are the reasons behind maybe the increase, particularly in females needing addiction service? Is it the modern pressures that come with day-to-day living?
That would play a part in it as well, but it's the misguided view of their life that they're having a social event, so there's a social drug that they can take and it's not going to affect their life. They're under this illusion that they can take these substances and everything will be fine. And that's a deadly mistake for some people. And the bottom line is, people get involved in addiction. It's a dirty, dangerous world. But especially females. I personally believe that the woman is the cornerstone of the family. And if a woman is affected, then the whole family is automatically affected. And the quicker, the sooner these people get to some form of assistance, the better, because it catches them. They don't even know they've been caught, you know. And it seems to be drugs are cheaper than alcohol now.